Okay, my name is John Trevitt, and I'm involved in developing this project as part of the centenary celebrations of the opening of Immingham Docks in 1912. This is quite a remarkable venture because we're trying something that's never really been attempted before here.
What is it that you're attempting?
Right, well, first of all, we're going to try, if you like, a multimedia museum to celebrate the importance of both the docks and the railways. It was the railway companies that built the docks. They also built the fish docks and they built Cleethorpes. And we feel very, very strongly that the railway companies and all the railway men have been forgotten in history. Most of the history books of the area only make brief mention of the importance of the railways in building North East Lincolnshire as we know it, indeed North Lincolnshire. Without the railways, we wouldn't have any of the economy here. We'd be basically just a rural backwater marshland of marshes. Nothing wrong in that, but that's what it would be. So to celebrate the critical importance of the railways to the building of this area and all the jobs that it's provided and and indeed the future of this area, we're building a massive model of the Immingham local locomotive power depot, the loco sheds, and we have all the historical data about it, photographs, maps, diagrams, the engines that were there, etc. And so we're going to build it exactly as it was in its heyday, at which time there were over 150 engines based here to haul up to 17,000 coal wagons, which came here bringing coal from South Yorkshire to be exported through the docks. That was the main reason the docks were built, to export coal. Now, of course, it imports coal. About a quarter of the nation's coal comes in through Immingham. But it's not just a model railway. As accurate and as exciting and as radical as this, it will be. We're using lots of different techniques. It's going to be computer controlled, etc., etc. We've got all the engines that are exact replicas of the ones that were here, and so on. But we're going also to, around the model, have, in the first instance, lots of maps, diagrams, and photographs. You can see them on the wall already, to show the sheer scale of what was built here in the early mid 20th century, most of which has gone now, although the railways are still critically important, but they're dramatically reduced in scale. But also we're celebrating the life of John Willerton, a local man who was a marvellous painter of local railway scenes, and you can see some of his paintings on the wall, as well as some of the artwork that went with the opening of the docks. So we'll have quite a bit of a display of, most importantly, John Willerton's work. He sadly died last year, but also some of the artwork that went with the opening of the docks. Indeed, railway art, as you may know, York Railway Museum has many tens of millions of pounds worth of railway art, the old railway posters, like this one. Gateless is so bracing, but the original one of which is worth telephone directory figures. And they have all of them at York. So this is our small version of local artwork centred around the railways and transport. Also, in the room, we've also, through a friend who's involved with this, Phil Sheard, we have all the black and white footage going back to nearly 1900 of this area, including the original film of the opening of Immingham Docks, a large part of which was put on, or this footage was put on to VHS and sold as the Bygone series, but we also have many other additional bits that haven't been seen yet, and they will also be brought to life. So we'll have moving images of the area and indeed the sheds. And we've actually found some 70, 80 year old footage of Immingham sheds in colour, which is really quite spectacular. And so we'll have that, the moving images. When I ran Image Studios and Channel 7, I was passionately interested in two things, obviously local history, and you can see some of the programs we did here, like images of old Immingham and so on, and Healing Village. So we did documentaries about the history of this area, and they'll be brought back into life and circulation in this museum using this time Blu-ray technology and such like to get a good quality.